Welcome to the Got Your Six podcast. This podcast brings together current service members and veteran high performers to share their methods, strategies, and ideas delivered in an informative and, most importantly, actionable way that'll help you lead yourself and those around you from the battlefield to the boardroom. Coming to you every episode, I'm your host, Tony Nash, and into the breach.
Nothing mentioned on this podcast is an endorsement or opinion of the Department of Defense.
I got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. I got your six.
Sixers, what an unbelievable treat today. Gordon Logan is the founder and chairman of Sports Clips, the hair salon franchise. Sir, thank you so much for coming on the Got Your Six podcast.
Oh, happy to be here, Ty.
One thing I found is a quote from a while ago. I think it was from your dad. And it was, if you want some spending money, go out and earn it in one way or the other.
Well, my dad did believe in allowances. So if you want to spend the money, you better figure out a way to earn it, which I had all kind of odd jobs when I was a kid, starting when I was about 8 years old, collecting newspapers from neighbors on Saturday morning on my bike and rolling those up in 25-pound rolls and selling them to the moving companies, which used newspapers to pack with back in those days, collecting bottles, collecting coat hangers, sold Christmas cards door to door, customized Christmas cards. You know.
What did that look like? Were you also making the cards too, or did you have like a team?
No, it was a company that I guess they enlisted kids all over the country. I probably saw an ad in a Superman copybook or something. And you go around and show them the samples, and they could put a personalized message on it. And you would place the order, and when they came in, you went back and delivered and collected the money. So it was quite a nice little business for a long time.
Was it your aunt that kind of got you into the hair salon game, or how did it all start?
Well, I never dreamed I'd be in this business. After I got out of the Air Force, I went back and got my MBA and worked for Price Waterhouse and their consulting group for several years. And while I was there, a friend of mine there said, you know, why don't we find a business we can buy together, and I'll leave my job and go do it, and you can keep your job at PW, which I really enjoyed doing. And so we looked at a lot of businesses, and it became obvious he wanted to be in the restaurant business, and I did not. So we never did anything together, but it started me looking and thinking. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal one morning about this hair care franchise. And to make a long story short, I became a franchisee of a system called Command Performance back in the day.
So you came in as a franchisee into this organization, but you weren't always a franchise because something happened along the way. The longer you were a franchisee. Can you talk about that story a little bit?
Well, the people that ran that franchise were very good at selling franchises, but not very good at running, operating them. So they went Chapter 11 after about a year and a half after I opened my first salon. So I learned to be independent pretty quickly. And I was served on a creditors committee during the bankruptcy and was actually elected to the board of directors for several terms. So I got to see from both sides of the table as a franchisee and from the franchisor aspect as well. And then some years later, after it had been bought and sold a couple of times, another franchisee and I bought that system and became franchisors. And that's how I got to be a franchisor. We worked on that system for several years and built it up and decided we didn't want to go in a different direction. So we sold that concept and started Sport Clips in 1993.
Where does the name come from?
Well, we wanted to be focused on men and boys, and sports was kind of a natural hook to get guys' attention. And we wanted to have something to do with sports and something to do with haircuts. Our first choice actually was Sport Cuts, but there was a barber up in Indiana, Goshen, Indiana, that had a trademark on that, so we couldn't use that. So we said, okay, we'll do Sport Clips. So that was a... The whole concept of the sports was several reasons. One was to create the atmosphere, the ambiance that when a man or boy walked through the front door, they could look around and say, okay, my kind of place. And also to cut through the advertising clutter to get people's attention. And so that's how the sports theme evolved. And the more we got into the men and boys market, the more we liked it. I was in full service into the business for 10, 12 years. And cutting men's hair is a whole lot simpler than cutting ladies' hair. doing perms and colors and so forth. And so it suited us really well. And we thought nobody was paying any attention to the men and boys market back in those days. And we felt like there was an opportunity if we created something specifically for men and boys and trained our hairstylists how to execute men and boys haircuts. And it's worked out pretty well.
Christopher Lockheed will refer to that kind of as category design, where you weren't looking to compete against anybody, but you saw a vertical that you could create your own thing, and your competition was, you know, just yourself.
Well, exactly. There were a lot of established full-service salons and family haircutters out there, Fantastic Sam, Supercuts, Great Clips. And it's always good to be in a niche that nobody else is paying any attention to. So it... although there are a lot of independents and small barbershops and so forth. But back then, the average age of a barber in the U.S. was about 58 or 59 years old.
Really?
And there weren't very many young barbers coming along. So men were having to go to family haircutters like Fantastic Sam's or go to salons and just weren't comfortable in that environment. So we thought we'd create the right environment and train the stylist to do excellent haircuts in a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable price. And that's where we've been ever since. We stayed pretty true to that mission.
And speaking of mission, right, there's some things from your Air Force that I heard you say, like you kind of took and applied to it, right? Especially like SOPs and making sure like somebody gets in to get a haircut, they know they're going to get, it's going to take this long, more give or take, you know, a couple minutes, and then they're out their door to be able to go on. However you evolved and continue to scale that out, because it's easy to start one thing, but as you grow, obviously complexity adds to, how do you continue to keep Sport Clips simple?
That's a challenge. A lot of people have one restaurant or one anything and think they want to have a chain, and they find that running number two and number three is not so easy. So we had to have a very strong system in place, systems and procedures and operating manuals. And that part of my background in being a C-130 pilot in the Air Force, I was used to looking at a dash one and seeing what the procedures were. So checklists and so forth. And when you systematize something, it makes it a whole lot easier to roll it out and get consistency. And that's what we were looking for, to get consistency across the country. And it's difficult to maintain consistency the bigger you get, which you're a little bit further away each time. And in a franchise system, we really are a step away. But having good quality control and good training programs in place, that has served us well. And building a culture is underestimated. And we put a lot of emphasis on building the culture and trying to make sure that's disseminated down to the store level. Well, almost 1,900 now. And we actually borrowed our philosophy from Coach Lou Holtz when he was the head coach at Notre Dame. And he had a videotape program called Do Right. It was about how he took kids from all kind of different backgrounds all over different parts of the country and melded them into national championship teams. And it's very straightforward, to the point, and it meshed very well with our philosophy. So I wrote to Coach Holtz and asked his permission to use his materials in our training programs and so forth, which he graciously gave us permission to do so. And the values are very simple. It's do the right thing, do your best, and treat people the way they want to be treated. And that's how we built Sport Clips. And we have found it's not only the right way to do business, but it's the smart way to do business. It enables you to attract and retain the quality people you need to deliver the quality service that clients expect.
I think there's a fabulous lesson there where you wrote Coach Holtz about not only it was admiration, but also asking for permission to be able to use, because a lot of people would look at that and be like, oh, this is great, but I got to go create my own thing because it's clearly coaches. Did you have any second thoughts about doing it, or you're like, this is great, let me just write this letter and send it off to Coach?
Well, I don't like to reinvent wheels. So yeah, he had a good program and it was very consistent with ours. Philosophy and his the videotape program we'd been using for 30 years. The sports connection, of course, fit very well as also. So, no, if you look at our manuals from 1995 and look at them today, they're a little bit fancier and nicer, and the graphics are better and so forth. But the basic message is still the same, and we've stayed true to our knitting. All we do is haircuts. We don't do manicures. We don't do hair color. So we don't do waxing or anything. So we keep it simple. And when you to keep things simple, it's easier to replicate the system and get consistency. So having a consistent message and a relatively simple system combination is very powerful.
And that expectation management too, not only for the franchisees, but the customers, the employees, everyone knows what to expect all the time. But that consistency is hard because how you feel and what going through today is not the same thing that's going to happen, you know, on a Friday or a Monday. How do you continue to find consistency on a daily basis?
Well, that's true. In our business, it's especially difficult because the product's created and delivered at the same time. But we have 13,000 hairstylists out there doing this. So there's impossible to be 100% consistent, but the systems and procedures can be consistent. The way you're greeted, the way the haircuts are executed, the way the shampoo bowls and the shampoo technique and so forth, all of that can be trained. We have a very extensive training program. We also have a very intensive quality control system. We have somebody from corporate that's in every store at least once a quarter, verifying that things are being done the way they should be done.
It also helps build like trust among the organization because I'm going to be held to the standard. It's going to be checked on. If I'm not doing it, obviously there'll be repercussions.
Well, I think in any business, if you set the expectations up front and then you hold people accountable for those expectations, that makes it so much simpler. It's when you get people who don't understand what's expected of them, what standards are. So the values, standards, and goals, those are critical to any organization. And we don't go in like policemen, looking for them to do something wrong. We go in as consultants, and we look at how can our franchisees improve their operations to be more successful, and what can we do to help our stylists be more successful and have a career with Sport Club. So this is a consultancy program, but it's also quality control because if things aren't being done correctly, of course, we want to take corrective action to make it right, which is good for everybody.
You're providing value constantly down to the franchisees of, right? Like, hey, you might be stuck in this spot. How can we all help as a team to continue to move it forward, right?
Well, we like to think we have our franchisees six. So. But you can't tell people how to do something once and expect it to be done over and over and over again for a long period of time, just like when you're in the military, you have inspections. You have stand-of-aisle check rides if you're a pilot and so forth. So we have modeled a lot of the way we do things after the procedures that I learned in the Air Force. And I think the military gives you a really good background of understanding a mission and mission accomplishment and doing things, working within a system to execute the system with some leeway to make modifications and things don't go as planned. But consistency, if you look at the military is a very, very consistent operation. And if you get transferred from one battalion to another, you can fit in pretty quickly. And things are done pretty much the same all over, same way in the Air Force. If you go from flying one plane to another plane, you have to learn the mechanics and so forth of that, but the procedures are going to be pretty much the same all over. Any pilot, whether you're military or civilian, has to follow the rules and their systems. And that's why we don't have mid-air collisions with all the thousands of airplanes up in the air.
Usually that people think like, oh, if I'm a franchisee, I'm off by myself doing my own thing. But that's not the case here where it's constant support. Just like in the military, you have your battle buddy to your left and right that are there to help you out in times of need and also to help celebrate also through, you know, through success.
Well, we like to think we have our franchisees six. So.
As you look back, is there a time where you had this setback or you kind of veered off mission or you went a different direction that ultimately led to a great success?
Well, we didn't get too far off the path that we were on. A few years back, we were opening up 150 stores a year, and we did throttle back because I didn't feel like we were able to deliver the support that our franchisees deserve. So we cut back on that. We could open a lot more stores each year than we do, but we want to make sure the ones we do open are successful And we put a lot of resources into helping that franchisees be successful. So I guess we got a little bit out in front of our skis there for a short period of time, but we made corrections. And now we have a very, very solid program for getting new stores up and operating and being successful.
Might not be the right terminology, but I think it's the 1 degree rule. As a pilot, if you fly off just 1 degree and you continue to go that path, you'll end up about, you know, depending on how far you go, thousands of miles apart from where you wanted to go.
Correct. If you're just a little bit off course, the further you go, the further away you are from where you should be. So it's very, very similar.
How have you been able to surround yourself with people that have allowed you to course correct as you continue to scale?
Well, finding the right people is critical to any business or any enterprise, whether it be military or civilian. And so we put a lot of effort into not only recruiting top-level people, but also developing talent internally. Whenever possible, we like to promote from within. So you have to have a pipeline. You have to have a development program. And that enables people to grow and develop and see where they have a career with the company. And it's not just a short-term operation. So the first person I ever hired at Sportclips to manage that first location is still with me. Be 30 years next June. And she's one of our vice presidents now in charge of career opportunities. So we have a lot of long tenured team members with us. And where necessary, we'll bring in fresh blood and talent that we don't have internally. But we do our best to make sure that we have a good blend of long-term team members as well as some newer blood coming in. And as we've grown, that's easier to do when you're a growing company and you have to bring in new people. So, and technology is one area where we brought in some really top-notch people in the last few years. Technology changes so fast, and it's so important. And you don't think about haircuts being a technology company, but if you go on our app and look at it, it tells you, estimates the wait time, how long it's going to be. That's not easy. It's a real complicated algorithm to make that happen. Artificial intelligence and a lot of complicated procedures. So we have put a lot of emphasis on trying to make the customer experience as frictionless as possible. And that takes a lot of effort and a lot of talented people to make that happen.
And is that ultimately one of the things that allows you to kind of look outside just being a hair salon at the end of the day? You're able to look, all right, how do we continue to reduce as much friction as possible for the customer?
Well, anytime we make an enhancement to the system, we look at two hurdles it has to get over before we go forward. One is, does it enhance the client experience? And the other is, does it enhance the stylist experience? Like when you go into a Sportclips, the floors are like a sport court and it has a little bit of a give to it. And that is a nice looking effect, but also it's a lot easier on the stylist. They're on their feet 6 or 8 hours a day. So that makes a big difference to them at the end of the day, their back and their legs. They can really tell a big difference. So our shampoo bowls have always been the European style where the stylist stands behind the client to perform the shampoo. Much easier on the stylist. They aren't leaning over. And in our business, most of the stylists are ladies, and obviously most of our clients are men. So we felt like it was more appropriate to have the stylist standing behind rather than leaning over the client to perform the shampoo. And they, not only is it easier on the stylist, but the chairs are adjustable and massaging and heated now. And it's a much nicer experience and get a much nicer massage and shampoo.
I do have one last question, Gordon. Before we end, I know you're a constant lifelong learner. How are you better today than yesterday?
Well, today, I went to the gym, so that was a good thing. I'm a little bit better than I was yesterday.
There you go.
But now we believe in a concept called Kaizen, a Japanese term, and it means continual incremental improvement. So if you make small incremental improvements on a continual basis over time, it's like that 1 degree you were talking about earlier. Those add up. And if you make 1% corrections or improvements in 10 different things, that's equal to a 10% improvement overall. And it's a whole lot easier to find 1%ers than it is to find 10%ers.
Absolutely well said. Gordon, where can people go to learn more about Sportclips, maybe if they want to be a franchisee or anything else?
Yeah, sportclipsfranchising.com is a portal for people who are interested in being a franchisee. And sportclips.com is our major, you know, consumer portal. And I wanted to let all of your veterans know that we are have been working with the VFW on the Sportclips VFW Help a Hero scholarship program now for almost 10 years. We've raised over $12 million for scholarships for veterans making that transition from military to civilian careers. And you can find the applications for that at vfw.org. And also on our website as well for programs and so forth. But that can be $5,000 a semester, and it can be renewed multiple times. So it's a great program to help veterans who need a little additional education once they leave the military to start their civilian career. And we've had doctors, lawyers, social workers, I mean, truck drivers, you name it, to help the veterans make that transition.
You know, it's an incredible scholarship because, like you said, it's not only just higher education, it's also technical education and looking at those, you know, those skill sets, which sometimes go underrepresented.
Absolutely. No, it's very broad-based, and it's open to, I believe it's E4 and below. We feel like those are probably the ones that need the help the most. It's a very simple application, and we definitely encourage all veterans to take advantage of them.
I'll make sure to link the franchisee Sportclips website, as well as a link to Help a Hero scholarship. Gordon Logan, thank you so much for your time, your methods, your strategies, and most importantly, thanks for having our six. Really appreciate it.
Tony, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sixers, Bruce Lee said, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." I hear that and I think of the team over at Bridgebuilt. I own a Phoenix squat rack, and it is the absolute ultimate piece of gym equipment that I have at the house. Heavy-duty construction, versatile design, and the ability to fold up for limited space. Not to the wall, not to the floor. You just fold it up on wheels, move it wherever it needs to go. Head over to bridgebuild.com and upgrade your gym today to the Phoenix squat rack. Hey Sixers, did you know the Got Your Six podcast is now streaming every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, the Audacity app, and the TuneIn app. Just search the word Wreath. If you got something out of this, be a battle buddy. Share with a friend, pass it along. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure you leave us a review and give us as many stars as you think we warrant, because we love what we do here at the Got Your Six podcast. We're always adapting and evolving this podcast because of you, the Sixers. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit that follow button. You'll never miss an episode when we drop new ones every Monday.
I don't know what you've been told, Sixers, but the lawyers would like us to remind you that the views, opinions, and comments expressed on the Got Your Six podcast are solely those of the hosts or guests, to include current and previous Department of Defense employees, and should in no way be considered the opinions of or endorsements on behalf of the Department of Defense or any of its components, divisions, contractors, or other current and previous staff members.